Good morning. I'm Steve Boger with PI Financial, and you're listening to Boger in the Morning. Today is Thursday, April the 18th, and markets are slightly positive, aided by better-than-expected earnings from companies like Blackstone, Genuine Parts, and D.R. Horton's, that's the home builders, plus Alaska Airlines. However, low UI claims support the ongoing strength in the U.S. economy and are spooking bond traders, hurting some sectors in the market, the interest-sensitives. We also have the Philadelphia Fed Index jump from 3.2 to 15. So clearly the U.S. economy is firing on most cylinders, if not all. 10-year U.S. Treasuries down 50 cents, rates back to 4.65. The danger mark, of course, is 5%. 10-year Canada's down 40 cents to yield 3.75%. In stocks, just over half Dow stocks are up here this morning, led by United Health, American Express, and Travelers Group. Losers include Salesforce, Intel, and Microsoft. The Dow right now up 59 points at 37,813 and are the best of the three in the U.S. As for the Mag 7 and the NASDAQ, we've got a bit of a mixed bag out there. And while NVIDIA is up 1% and Meta is up 2.7%, most of the others are trading near the even mark or down slightly. Tesla, the worst performer, down 3.6%. And as for those chip makers, not a good scene here. Taiwan Semi down 4%, Micron down 3%, Intel down 1%. As for the NASDAQ, it's off 5 points right now, 15,677. Standard & Poor's up 3%. At 5,025. In Canada, modest rally here in material and gold stocks. Materials the best performers of the group. Utilities are also getting a bounce. That's a rebound in TransCanada, or TC Energy now. But we've got losses in consumer names and energy, despite the fact the price of oil is up here. The TSX is actually up 48 points at 21,704. On the commodities, gold rallying $12, $2,400 an ounce, copper gaining 10 cents, 446. That's why the material stocks are the best performing group this morning. Crude oil up 58 cents, 82.78 a barrel, and natural gas up a penny at 231. In overseas markets, Europe having modest gains across the board. Germany up 67, France up 41, London up 29. In the Asian markets, Tokyo up 117, Hong Kong up 134. We're starting to see a trickle of earnings coming through in the European markets, giving a bolster there. On the loony front here this morning, well, first the Dixie, trade-weighted U.S. dollar up a tenth of a penny at 106. That's usually bad for commodities, but not today. As for the loony, it's also 72.65 cents. It's up against the U.S. dollar, but just 5 basis points. It's going to cost you $1.37 for U.S. dollar, $1.46 for the euro, and $1.71 for the British pound. And if you're tracking Bitcoin, it's up another 2,200 U.S. at 63,500. You've been listening to Boker in the Morning. I'm Steve Boker with PI Financial, wishing you a happy and safe trading day.